Are you frustrated that you're not getting that steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed, affluent clients that as a financial advisor you could serve to help them make smart decisions about their money? I want you to imagine if you could increase significantly that flow, let's say 20% more a year, would that make a difference? How would your life, how would your practice change? I'm John Bowen, CEO of CED Worldwide, and we have the privilege of coaching some of the top financial advisors around the world. And in this short weekly video, I want to share with you exactly how you can accomplish that so you can serve even more. Stay tuned.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.
We all want more referrals, the right referrals. But I've got something that I want to share with you right away, and this is very important. I want you to stop, this is big, asking for them. I mean, as a financial advisor, I struggled with this. You know, we're taught over and over again by all these self-appointed gurus that you should ask for referrals at every single meeting. I got to tell you, when you have clients who are investing their life savings with you and they're paying you extremely well to take great care of them, I don't feel like they owe me anything else. And they don't. I'm going to show you in this short video a methodology that's going to change totally how you stop asking for referrals and get a steady stream of introductions. Now, to do that, though, I want to provide you with a little bit of research on what's going on in the marketplace right now. So let's take a look. What we find is when we survey, in this case, a little over 2,000 financial advisors, and we ask them, their clients that financial advisors ask for referral on a regular basis. So what percentage? And you can see gray is no clients. Blue is some clients, a little darker blue is all or most clients. Well, we can see, you know, there's actually some consistency across all net income on a 12-month basis, and not that big a difference. But let's go one step further, and because, you know, what we at CEG, what we're all about is results. So how did they do on receiving referrals? With the average number of referrals received, and this is something I want you to remember, the top 20 clients in the last 12 months, gray, none, light blue, 1 to 2, solid blue, 3 to 5, and red, 6 or more. At less than 100,000, remember, most people asked, well, they were just getting a little bit. You can see it improving at the higher income. And at more than 500,000, wow, look at all, you know, well over 1 out of 4 is getting 6 or more. And, you know, half are getting over 3 or more from each of their top 20 clients. I want you to take a step back and imagine the impact. You know, I talked about just as we started the video, imagine your practice. Well, if you received 6 or more introductions from each of the qualified prospective clients that you have, those top 20, how your life would change. And this is by offering the second opinion service, you're going to stand out and you're going to receive that many introductions or more. Let me share with you what the second opinion service is. What it is you are offering to your clients, to the people who they care most about, to review their portfolio. We're not asking for referrals. We're offering to provide a service to the people they care most about. This should happen at the once they become clients and at every regular progress meeting. Let me give you script of what you're going to be saying. It's quite simple. And I'm going to do it. Let's just pretend you just became my newest financial advisor client. And I'd go, Joe, yeah, congratulations. You are our newest client and you're on track to really achieve all that's important to you. We have for our top clients a service we call the second opinion. And this is for the people that you care about. What we do is we take a look at where you are now, your friends, your business associates where they want to go and what is the gap. See, in today's world, politically, economically, and socially, there's all kind of ambiguity. All of us are concerned. That's one of the reasons why we got together, and you can personalize this, why we got together. Well, by providing the second opinion service to the people you care about, we'll take a look at where they are, where they want to go, what are the gaps that they have in achieving all that's important to them, whether their current providers, financial advisors, are doing a good job. And if they are, we're going to say, stay there. If not, we're going to evaluate whether we're the right ones to help them accelerate their success. And as you know, we limit our practice to those clients, those families that we can make a major impact with. And if we're not the right one and they're not the right one, we will promise to point them in the right direction. Well, that is extremely powerful. That will make a huge difference. Now, one of the parts that I want to just share with you is many people, when they first hear this, they go, oh, I've got some doubts about second opinion because I don't know if that's value. And, you know, just as I said, that what happens is we don't want to, you know, ask our clients, particularly just became a client, and every time, you know, for referrals, you know, we kind of feel like, geez, you know, if we're doing a good job, they'll do it. They'll send us. Well, they will, but it'll be a tiny amount. By offering this service, you're offering real value. Let me give you some framing that I'd like you to think about when you have doubts like this. I want you to think about the difference between what you charge and the actual value that you deliver. And essentially, that's a gift to your clients. See, when you offer the second opinion service, you're offering to extend this gift to people they care about. That's really where the value is coming in. There, you are offering to extend this gift to people they care about. And, you know, in this picture, you can see the young couple, very successful. I'm here in Silicon Valley. They want to introduce you to their parents. It could be anyone that they care about. But if you have delivered a great experience, you've nailed it, they want to share you with the people they care about. If you offer this at each of your meetings, your regular progress meetings, and once they become a client, you will see unbelievable growth. Let me give you some key actions.
Key actions for results.
At CEG, we're all about results. Number one, you have to deliver a world-class wealth management experience. You have to be remarkable. They have to want to share you. This is so important on so many fronts. When we study top financial advisors or financial advisors with over 50 million in assets, more than 5 years of experience, average net income, 279,000. If they're investment-centric, if they're delivering full-blown wealth management, $881,000. This is one of the primary reasons. People want to share you, but you have to provide that. Second, you have to recognize the value that you're bringing, that gift, that difference between you charging $10,000 in fees, let's say for a $1 million account, 1%, to, in many cases, with a full-blown wealth management, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars you're saving them by helping them avoid costly mistakes, not only on their investments, but their taxes, their estate planning, charitable, asset protection, all those areas. That's where you can really deliver value. Then what you want to do is make sure you put this on every agenda. It has to be on every time, once they become a client, that you offer it, you make the offer, you follow through, and you close the loop. If you want to have someone, CEG, roll up their sleeves and help you, and we will do it in a process we call the best year ever consultation.
Your best year ever consultation.
In the best year ever consultation, what you should do in the link below is schedule that. It's very much like a second opinion. What we'll do is take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and what would we do if we were in your shoes to accelerate your success. The three simplest things that would have a huge impact. If you have a net income over $200,000, we will take that foundation and help you accelerate your success even more. Your clients, your future clients, they're all counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.